Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton gave a speech in Toledo, Ohio on Monday focusing on jobs and the economy, but she also used the occasion to reiterate her opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In a portion of her speech discussing fine print details in business contracts that can be harmful to consumers, Clinton pointed out a provision in TPP.
It sets up a dispute resolution system that favors large corporations over everyone else. It's one of the reasons I'm against it. I've warned about this for years. I've written about it. And I oppose TPP now. I will oppose it after the election. I will oppose it as president because it is one-sided and unfair to American workers.
Later in her speech, Clinton pledged to appoint a chief trade prosecutor and to triple the number of trade enforcement officers. Most of her trade comments related to the manufacturing industry, where Clinton spoke critically of companies moving jobs or corporate headquarters overseas. Clinton also discussed plans to institute changes to the tax code.
It is riddled with loopholes that let the rich get even richer and make income inequality even worse. It tilts the playing field further against small businesses that can't afford lawyers and lobbyists. So with all these pressures pushing in the wrong direction, it's even more important that we have an election about these very issues.
Clinton did not address her plan to institute changes to the estate tax. Her plan would lower the exemption for the estate tax, which many opponents call the death tax because of the time it is assessed, to $11 million. Her plan would also raise the tax rate to 65% on estates valued at over $1 billion per couple. By comparison, Republican nominee Donald Trump has pledged to eliminate the estate tax altogether. Clinton also pledged to strengthen antitrust enforcement and give added scrutiny to mergers and acquisitions. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.